Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. And Jason, thank you for engineering at the epicenter of free speech, GCN, Genesis Communications Network. Website GCN Live, L-I-V-E, GCNLIVE.com. And I just want to give you a quick update. Starting Monday, back to our regular schedule, Dr. Norm Shealy, when he is available, will be with us. Or Dr. Sergey Shealy Soren will be with us, one of the two doctors, or both. That's Monday for about a half hour. And then the rest of that time in class will be me teaching from 5 Minute University. Tuesday is Rich Sheban. He is almost done canning and just about done, and he should be finished by Tuesday. So he's back on the regular schedule after hunting, fishing, canning, gardening, and those kinds of activities. And then, let's see, Wednesday is Gwyneth Isaacs live in Australia. Thursday is shared with Kyle and Kathy, alternating weeks. And Friday is hour number one, Greg, hour number two, Bert. There you have it. That's our schedule starting next week, back to regular schedule. Greg Lesher's with us, hour number one today. Welcome, Greg.
Well, thank you, Vincent. I'm so glad to be able to talk freely. You know, if we don't continue to do this, we're going to lose it. You know the old
Correct.
Saying, if you don't use it, you lose it.
Yeah.
Well, we're losing a lot right now in this country because nobody's speaking up. Nobody's standing their ground.
We are.
Yeah, we are. We understand the Constitution. We understand our freedoms. We understand that our rights don't come from government. Our rights come from God. And the Constitution, we do not get our rights from the Constitution. The Constitution protects our rights from God. So when somebody says you have no constitutional rights, you say that's right. I have rights. My rights come from God. The Constitution is there to protect them from you, Mr. Government.
That's Greg, I've got a question.
What's for?
Greg, I got a question for you. It's a practical kind of a question. You're a nuts and bolts kind of a guy.
Yeah.
Well, we have experienced a rash of lug nut problems here at the automotive shop. And vehicles come in, they're late model vehicles, and these are vehicles that customers have just bought, and they want them, you know, looked at. Did they do the right thing? Did they buy the right vehicle? Did they buy a clunker? And what we have found, you know, when we inspect a vehicle, we take the wheels off, we look at the brake system, we look at the steering system, and what we're finding is the wheels are really hard to get off. The wheels are corroded. The aluminum magnesium wheels are corroded onto the hubs, really hard to get off. That's number one. Number two, the lug nuts are really hard to get off, and the lug nuts are traditionally, late model vehicles, not traditionally, late model vehicles have this stainless steel skin on top of a steel lug nut, and it's not like a plating. It is a separate skin that the lug nut kind of wiggles around in, and it's really hard to get the lug nuts off because the people that put them on do not use any kind of an anti-seize or a grease on the threads of the studs. Can't get them off. And then what happens is if you peel off the skin of the lug nut, then you find your sockets, whether they be metric or SAE, American, don't fit the lug nuts because the lug nuts are sized to have the additional applique of a stamped steel stainless cap on top of the lug nuts. And they get deformed by the last guy who worked on them who used an impact gun to tighten up the lug nuts. So here's what happens. We put our sockets on and they don't fit. The normal size sockets that you would use for that particular lug nut, whether it be an American or a metric size, will not fit. So you have to pound them on to force swedge over the stainless steel back into form. Then you can't get the socket off the lug nut. Okay, I'm serious about this. And we are finding that the threads and the inside threads of the lug nuts, which are steel, and the threads of the studs on the wheel hubs are rusted. And they're rusted in place. So we can take a half inch or a 3/4 inch impact gun to try to get these lug nuts off, and we can't. So we use a breaker bar, which is 25.5 inches long, and we stand on it with, let's say, 170 pounds. Our son weighs 170 pounds. With that leverage, that's 2 times 175 pounds, still can't get the lug nuts off. This is a huge problem. Are you seeing anything like this?
Oh, yeah. The best thing to do is to break them off. Get a great big old bar, pop the lugs out, and buy a normal set, not a decorative set. They're the poorly designed things I've ever seen. I mean, if your cap comes off, you should at least have a standard size that you can fit a wrench onto without a problem, without stripping it. They're just very poorly designed.
That's exactly what happens, Greg. And so here's the solution. Now, this is not my solution. They now make half-size sockets, impact sockets, to remove these lug nuts that get damaged. Now, I'm serious. I am absolutely serious. Like,
instead of fixing a problem, let's just create another one.
Right. So, you know, instead of, let's say, an 18 millimeter, it's 18 and a half. Instead of 20, it's 20 and a half millimeters. Because it's in between the sizes of metric and SAE.
Chinese outlet store?
Well, you can get them. You can order them online. You can get them at AutoZone. But they're all from China. All these half-size metric impact sockets are from China. But here's what we do, class. And please don't believe anything you hear or read or see in the media, including here. But here is what we do. And I'm not recommending you do it, but I don't know an alternative. So we buy something called Copper Coat. And it is a mixture of copper dust and oil. Comes in like a vitamin-sized jar with a cap that has a brush on the inside. And it's literally a paste that has copper dust in it. And what I do is I apply a small amount to the threads of the studs and a small amount to the face of the mating face of the tapered lug nut where it contacts the wheels to lubricate that surface. Because what I've seen is the guys that put the lug nuts on without doing some kind of a lubricant tear up the aluminum in the wheels, that mating surface. And you also don't get a good torque reading if the lug nuts are sticky or bind. So I put a thin coat of copper coat on there as a lubricant and as a anti-seize type compound. And it prevents rust to some extent and lets you take the lug nuts off later. Now what we're finding is that if you have a flat tire with one of these new vehicles, and you've never taken the lug nuts off, you're not going to be able to get them off. If you live in a salty area, you know, where they salt the roads, you're not going to be able to get the lug nuts off. No matter what size breaker bar, no matter what size breaker bar you have. And if you have a car jack and you stand on a breaker bar that's 25 and a half inches long, you run the risk of knocking that vehicle right off the jack and landing that wheel on your person, your feet, your hands. It's really, really dangerous. And no one's talking about this, Greg. Nobody, just us.
Oh, no. You know, and even anti-seize threadlock will protect the threads. If you use threadlock, if you're worried about them coming off and you use threadlock, well, guess what? That threadlock will protect those so that when you do take the knot off, that the threads aren't going to be screwed up. They're not going to be rusted out. The important thing is to coat them with something that's going to last. Because, yeah, I'm just seeing nothing but snapping and breaking. Yeah, I've experienced that many times.
So it's a real problem, class, and it's getting more and more and more difficult to work on vehicles. And the other thing we're seeing, a vehicle came in, Greg, with a trailer hitch. Nice brand trailer hitch. I think it's called Drawtight, which is an old name. Pretty good trailer hitch. But whoever put it on didn't seat the bolts into the threads of the chassis of this vehicle. You know, into the, well, it's a unibody, but we'll call it like a frame slash chassis. And it's designed to accept a trailer hitch, but either the person used the wrong bolts, they were not the right threads, not the right size. So the bolts were only screwed in like two or three threads, and the bolts were not holding the trailer hitch to its maximum strength. So four out of the six bolts were not threaded in properly. So only two bolts were holding this trailer hitch on. This is a trailer hitch that is rated for about 5,000 pounds. And I looked into the square tube. It had been used. What I'm saying, class, is there are vehicles that are going down the road in the fast lane with trailers on them that have no business being on the road because they're not safe. Because stupid people, careless people, reckless people are not paying attention to what they're doing with the equipment, let alone the drivers being incompetent. It's a recipe for disaster.
Also, we talked about this before. Right now, I think Harbor Freight, or, you know, the Chinese factory outlet, whatever you want to call it. I think there's a dumping going on from California. All the stores are getting rid of internal combustion engines. Well, the problem is they're sending them up into the Rocky Mountains and places that have high elevations, like 5,000 or 6,000 feet. These engines are being shipped to these places, and they're selling them, and you can't get the engine to run at that elevation smoothly. And because these engines are so cheap, there's no adjustment for the altitude on them. So if you buy an engine from one of these stores, and you think it might have come from California, my suggestion, pull it out of the box, get it mounted on some wood or something, start it up and see how the darn thing runs, because if it won't run, you're going to be taking it right back to wherever you bought the darn thing. They don't care. They're just dumping them. They're not giving you the opportunity to have your jets changed out, you know, put the right jet in it for your carburetor. And as a result, you've just bought yourself a piece of junk.
Class, let me flesh out a little bit of what Greg's talking about. And we'll explain exactly why this happens. And it has something to do with cooking spaghetti, believe it or else. It really does. So how does cooking spaghetti have any relationship to what Greg is talking about with these internal combustion engines that don't seem to run well at high altitudes? We'll be right back.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Okay, so spaghetti and carburetors. Well, water boils at 212 degrees Fahrenheit. Y'all know that, right? But not exactly. It does at sea level. So if you're living at the ocean and you want to boil water, it will boil at 212 degrees Fahrenheit. And there's a column of air going all the way to the top of the atmosphere. And that air actually has some weight to it. And it presses down, 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 down. And so this column of air, which could be miles high, actually pushes down on the water and tries to prevent the bubbles from coming up from water attempting to boil. So the weight of that air, the pressure downward on that pot of water, raises the temperature of the water so that it will boil. It will be 212 degrees boiling point. Now, if you live in Denver, Colorado, which is about 5,000 feet high, mile high city, water boils at about 202 degrees because there's a less tall column of air pushing down on that water that's trying to boil in your spaghetti pot. That same principle applies with internal combustion engines. So the air is less dense in Denver than it is, oh, let's say in Virginia Beach or Surf City, California. So when you're at sea level, the air is denser and you have more oxygen in order for the combustion to be more efficient. So what Greg is talking about is that your carburetor may be set for very close to sea level, where population densities are on the east and west coasts. And if you are someplace else where the elevation is higher, you won't get the efficiency out of that engine. So you'll have to rejet your carburetor for the high-speed circuit. So there's a low-speed circuit, which is, we'll call that idle. And then there's a high-speed circuit, which is, you know, normal running RPM, normal running engine speed, which is what speed generators and lawnmowers and rototillers and those kinds of devices operate at. Greg, back to you.
Yeah, and I also learned, too, that I thought it was pretty neat when I was down there in Panama at sea level. I was putting together some copper tubes, and I was using brazing rods for the higher temperature. And all I had to do was buy a MAP gas, and I was brazing the copper tubes. But lo and behold, I came here back to Utah, and I was going to do the same thing. What do you think happened? I could not get it.
Well, it all depends on your altitude. If your altitude's higher, the temperature of the flame would be less.
At 4,500 feet, I could not get that rod to even. I could get it to melt, but I could not get it to wet the surface. It would not. It was not hot enough. And the only explanation is there's not enough oxygen up here to get it hot enough. So I had to go and buy a can of oxygen and add the two together before I got it to braze. So elevation has a lot to do.
I would think that it would have a lot to do with solar capturing with solar panels as well. So if you have an area that, let's say you're in one of these bowls where the city are, you know, there's a dome of air pollution. If you've ever flown into a city, and I have, you know, back in the 80s, I remember flying into like San Jose, and there's a dome of gray and brown and tan pollution. So the sun's rays don't go through that as well as they do crystal clear air. So I would think that that would have an effect on solar capturing of, you know, the sun's rays to generate electricity as well. I know for a fact that when when it's foggy or overcast, you know, those water particles or pollution, whatever it might be, affects our ability to capture the sun's rays, and we have less power generation through our solar array.
Which brings me to the questionable education level of these people that say we're going to run electric cars. At the same time, you know, they say we're going to run on wind and solar. At the same time, they say they're going to block the sun's rays, just lower the planet temperature. What are they thinking? Do they think that solar's going to work to charge those cars? Absolutely not. You know, you can drain your battery bank down with 3 days of cloud.
Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The first official day of winter is still a month away, but winter is making its presence known across the United States this weekend as lake effect snow piles up in western New York. A blast of cold Arctic air will send temperatures downward from the northern Rockies to the southern plains. House Republicans held a press conference Thursday, the morning after officially taking the majority, vowing to investigate the Biden family's business dealings. The evidence, they say, on the Biden laptop was ignored under Democrat rule, will see the light of day. Sanctions against Russia's invasion of Ukraine are having an impact. Russia's economy shrank 4% year-to-year in the third quarter of 2022. That officially puts the Russian economy in a recession as it comes on top of a 4.1% decline in their gross domestic product. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated, my friend. I'm Lance Pry. We are USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
It's gonna be sliding.
But I know you're winner today's hot.
Why
today?
God, you're
take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Normally I'm busy during the commercial announcements, but this time I decided to sit right here in the studio and listen. And what I heard was that the Russian gross domestic product has decreased by 4.1%. I believe that's what I heard. I like that. I really do. Now, not for the reasons that you might think. I would like to hear that and have it actually be true that their gross domestic product has reduced by 30%. But not for the reasons you might think. I'd like our United States gross domestic product to be reduced as well. 30% would be, you know, a nice start. Why am I saying that? Because I cannot think of any other way that we can not destroy our planet without reducing the frivolous use of our natural resources. The only way we can prolong our existence is to squander less, to take fewer vacations, actually to stop going to places that you don't need to go to. Stop traveling when you don't need to travel. Stop driving when you don't need to drive. Stop the overpackaging. Stop buying things that you don't need. Things that end up in the landfill, like Chinese junk, Chinese electronics, that, and Chinese products that are designed to be substandard. The only way that we can survive this mess we're in is to reduce, reuse, recycle everything. That's the only way I can think of. If you think about it, do you throw out the boxes that your pizza came in? Do you throw them away or do you reuse them? Do you throw away the cans that your vegetables and corn and beans and other products come in? Do you recycle them or do you throw them away? There's no reason why we shouldn't be recycling. Rinse them and recycle them. But we don't do that.
You know, there's some instructions online how to take grocery sacks and make mats out of them. How you can weave them together and make a mat that you can use for various things. I mean, when I went to Senegal, that's one of the things I noticed. Pop cans were valuable. Some of these little Senegalese people would make little airplanes out of them. They'd take the tin and they'd make little semi-trucks out of them. They'd build little things out of them. I mean, they didn't throw anything away except maybe plastic bags. It was incredible. Everything was used. They'd take bamboo, they'd split it, they'd weave it together and they'd make a couch out of it or a chair out of it.
Mm-hmm.
We can hardly sit down and draw a picture in this country anymore. We've just become consumers, nothing but consume and throw away. But we've got something around the corner that's going to change that. Either we're going to need to learn a whole new skill set or we're not going to survive. And when I was talking about the how they say they want to cool the planet and block the sunlight, and yet they want electric cars. Do you think they know that won't work? You bet they do. They don't care about you. They don't want you here. They want this planet for themselves. They want this to be their playground, and they want you in the ground. That's the only explanation. Either that or they are so stupid. You know, what is it going to be? How can they be so stupid and accomplish what they've done to our society? Taking from us, you know, making us their slaves. I mean, when this country was formed, we were sovereign citizens. We were granted land. We were the king on our own land. There were no taxes. There still is no such thing as a land tax. That's because you cannot tax land. So what do? They flipped it over to property. Property. Do you own property or are you a steward? Are you a steward, Vincent, or do you own property? When you come into this life, I want you to think about it. You come with nothing. What do you leave with?
Well, same thing.
All right. Who was this land given to? It was given to our father Adam. It was given to him. It's his. It was given to him. It wasn't given to us. I don't own anything. That's the way I look at it. I'm just a steward of it. And if I don't do a good job as a stewardship, I won't inherit anything, I don't think. You know, some of them I think will be lucky to inherit our body back, you know, to be resurrected, but others might not. I don't know. We need to start changing the way we think. We need to start thinking about our future, how we're going to stay alive, because they don't intend for us to be here for very long.
I mean, I just
was listening. the summit they had over in Indonesia, and you know, the World Economic Forum involved in that. What was the Indonesian person calling out for? A digital health passport, sort of a digital health passport, so that people could show that they, you know, that they're healthy and they've got their vaccines and can travel. And they're still requiring them over there. They don't want us around. Indonesia is very heavily populated. That's one of the, probably one of the places they want to, you know, send the people out quite heavily. But things are changing. Things are changing. It looks like our supply chains are definitely shutting down. We're seeing it in the grocery stores. I can't find certain products anymore that I used on a continual basis. And we just start need to get prepared. Start learning to do things. Make things for ourselves. There's plenty of websites out there where you can get on and learn how to do things. And one of the things you do is you look at 5 Minute University. There's so much information in there that can help you survive. Learn to build a water still, like I've been talking about, because you may go to turn on that water and you may not want to drink it anymore. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? You know, sure, my still puts out distilled water, pure water. If you want some minerals in it, run it through some sand, good clean sand. You know, there's so many things that we need to be doing right now, and there's so little time to do it. Your thoughts on this, Vincent?
Well, I was thinking about, over the last few days, I've been thinking about cultures and civilizations and what makes a great civilization. And what makes a lousy one? Well, if you think about it, during the World War II, the Japanese thought that they were the best and brightest, and they were willing to die for their emperor, and they were trained to do that and think like that, and they were willing to fight the United States, little Japan, and they had a mission, and the mission was to take over a great portion of the land. Germany had the same idea. They thought they were the best and brightest, and they were going to do the same thing. And the Italians thought, initially in World War II, they were the best and brightest, and they were going to take a chunk of the earth as well. So the three of them were going to split up dominance and control vast sections of land that they didn't already have. They had a mission, and they were a formidable enemy. And then we got our act together, and we had a mission, and our mission was to prevent that from happening. So we had leadership, and we all rallied for the same cause. We weren't going to let the United States speak German or Japanese or Italian. And the Canadians felt the same way. The Australians felt the same way. And so the Allied forces felt the same way. So there was leadership. And if you look at ancient Egypt, the pharaohs would say, heads up, y'all, we're going to build a pyramid over there. You, and you, here are your jobs and get busy. And everybody fell in line, or almost everybody fell in line. Today, and they accomplished great things. So you look at ancient Egypt and you go, wow, how'd they do it? You look at little Germany or little Japan or little Italy and you go, boy, those guys are a real pain in the neck trying to kill us all. How'd they do it? Because they united under a cause, under a leader. And I'm not saying that Adolf Hitler or Mussolini were great. I'm just saying they were able to lead for a while. And they got everybody lined up. And if you look at us today, we're lined up to fight each other in the United States. You have people who are Democrats who hate, absolutely hate Donald Trump. But they can't tell you why. So we are a country divided. And if you think about it, class, nothing great has happened. Nothing. We are an absolute disgrace. The United States is a disgrace. We're a mess. We've got a bunch of liars, cheaters, and thieves at the helm. Nobody tells the truth in the media. We don't know what to do. The only thing we can do is take care of ourselves and our family and prepare. That's it, period. Until the Civil War starts escalating even more than it is. We have a civil war, in my opinion, right now, and it's just, you know, simmering. It's ready to go. I don't know when, but it's ready to go into full-scale American Revolution combined with the full-scale Civil War, the combination of both. That's my opinion. I could be wrong. That's my opinion. But what I'm saying is we don't have any leaders that are worth following. We have mouthpieces. We have puppets. We have puppets who are programmed what to say, and sometimes they forget. And they go off script. And you see that. You know what I'm talking about. We're talking about people who don't even know which way to go, which door to go back into the office that they just left. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about Pharaoh Brandon the First and people like that. Right now, it looks like North Korea's lit off a missile, and it's okay. It's okay. We've got the vice president on top of it. I feel a lot more safe now that, you know, she's paying attention, right? She can't even find the southern border of the United States. We have no goals. We have no goals. We can't figure out how to complete a southern border wall. And when we do, there are lawsuits from the federal government saying, y'all better not be building that southern wall. It's a mess. It's an absolute mess. We're being invaded. We have energy crises, food crises, inflationary crises, a credibility crisis. I can't think of any crisis we don't have. Health crisis, health care crisis, nursing crisis, doctor crisis, medicine crisis.
Yeah, that's...
It's not just us.
We're not a democracy. We're a republic. We need to remember that.
Greg, did I miss the mark on anything I just said?
No, you didn't. People need to remember we're not mob rule. We're not a democracy. We are a republic. There's a difference.
But I think we're heading toward mob rule.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wall of Fire.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man. your worst man. You, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, class, we have a leadership vacuum. We have a hero vacuum. We have a honesty and integrity vacuum. There's nobody to look up to. There's no leadership. We're finding out that our bankers, our lawyers, our politicians, they lie to us. They misrepresent. The media is complicit with them. You put it all together, you don't know who to believe. You really don't. You can look at the internet and you can see two different stories. One saying it's going up, the other one saying it's going down. You know, right now we're looking at in Europe right now, they're saying that there's in the UK there is an egg shortage. The major supermarkets are limiting the sale of cartons of eggs to customers. The farmers are saying, well, it's not us, it's the high prices, it's the grain, it's the supermarkets that are causing these price increases. The farmers are saying, we're not benefiting from the increase in prices. As a matter of fact, our costs for inputs to produce the eggs have gone up, and the money we receive or the compensation we receive hasn't changed. As a matter of fact, in the UK, it's been reported that they are importing eggs. The UK. Guess where they're importing them from? Italy. Would you have ever guessed that? Probably not. Things are really, really broken.
Vincent? All right. A certain person by the name of Klaus Schwab told us exactly what's going to be affected. Why? He told us this ahead of time because that's all part of the plan. You know, what we need to be doing is all of us, every single one of us, need to be calling our congressman and said, who put the World Economic Forum in charge of our country? Why are we letting them make decisions? We didn't elect you to elect them. And we're allowing it. And I'm afraid to say it's too late, people. Prophecy is going to be fulfilled. And how bad is it going to get? I've got just a little hint for you. If the Lord didn't quicken his coming, all flesh would be in danger of being destroyed. All flesh. Not some little group. All of us. What does that net zero mean on carbon? We are carbon. Net zero means we don't exist. Think of it that way. And, you know, it's not pleasant. It's not a pleasant thought. It's, you know, Lucifer's plan to destroy all the creations of God, which include us, the entire earth, and everything on it. How is he doing it? I think he's promised a few of these idiots that he'll hold a place for them, and they believe it. Don't believe it, you know. Prepare. I just am so blown away with how fast things are going, and people don't seem to catch on what's happening in front of their face. They really don't, Vincent. They don't see that this whole economic system collapsing is because of. Let's just give it. It's so easy. Let's call it the petrodollar. Okay, they bring the fuel prices up, and what happens to the price of everything? Pretty soon, none of us can afford anything. They shut down the petrol, the refineries, and guess what? We're all going to die if we don't do something about it and prepare. So again, I suggest it's. I'm going to do this in my last, my biggest thing to get across to the people. My biggest hope is that they will go out and prepare through food storage, secure their land, secure their property, and do your best to get on your knees and ask for forgiveness for letting these evil demons get on top of us. There's a scripture that talks about forbidding to eat meat in the last days. And what does he call it? He says they're doctrines of devils. Do you want to get involved in those doctrines of devils, or do you want to make it through? How do you want to come out on the other side? You know? Get Vincent's book. Get Gwyneth's book.
I've got to publish it first. I've got to publish it.
Yeah.
I have to publish mine, but yours is available.
Yeah, mine's available.
So you mentioned not eating meat. Well, according to the public domain, articles in the public domain, lab-grown meat cleared for human consumption by U.S. regulator, end quote. And who's the regulator? That would be the U.S.
And a vaccine.
Spelled U.S. U.S. DUH is spelled USDA. Yeah, also the Food and Drug Administration. So, you know, Craig, we were told a few days ago that a Russian missile landed in Poland. Then the next day we were told, well, no, it was really a Ukraine missile that was an anti-defense, it was a defense missile to protect Ukraine against Russian missiles, and it went the wrong way and landed in Poland. And now Biden and NATO are backpedaling and saying, well, you know, actually, it looks like it was an accident. It's okay. We were close to World War III, class, and we have the media lying to us, we have the White House lying to us, we have everybody lying to us, and we don't know what the truth is.
And they
have to protect and prepare for
this. I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com, gcnfood.com.